Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for June 1st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show today. A massive funding round that signals where AI infrastructure is headed, an explosion of multi-agent tools, and Microsoft making a move that has a lot of people very unhappy.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you can kind of feel the tectonic plates shifting under the AI stack. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story: OpenRouter just closed a $113 million Series B. If you're not familiar, OpenRouter is essentially a routing layer that sits between your application and all the major model providers: OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, open source models, and lets you abstract away the differences.
Right, and what's wild is this basically validates a whole architectural pattern. Like the idea that model selection should be a runtime decision, not something you hard code.
Exactly. And the Happer News discussion was really telling. Over 400 points, almost 200 comments, very polarized. Some people are like, this is just a proxy, why is it worth this much? And others are saying, this is the most critical piece of my production stack.
I think the skeptics underestimate how painful provider lock-in is in practice. If you've ever had to scramble when a model API changes pricing or rate limits, you know, having that fallback and cost optimization layer is genuinely infrastructure at this point. And a Series B this size probably means better enterprise SLAs and more aggressive pricing coming.
So, speaking of multi-model setups, the agent tooling space is just exploding right now. We've got three projects trending that all point in the same direction.
Yeah, lay them on me.
First, there's Herder.
It's a terminal-based agent multiplexer. So imagine running Claude, GPT, and a local model all in parallel from one terminal session. Coding, research, testing, all at once. Then there's Pi Subagents, which lets you delegate tasks to subagents asynchronously with shared context. And Pentest Swarm AI, which is a Go-based system that orchestrates multiple security agents for automated penetration testing.
That's interesting because each of those is a different flavor of the same insight. We're past the era of one agent doing one thing. The pentesting one especially catches my eye because it's a concrete reference architecture for multi-agent coordination in a real specialized domain. That's not a toy.
And on the model side, there's 1-bit Bonsai from Prism ML, a 4 billion parameter image generation model that's been quantized down to 1 bit so it can run on edge devices. No beefy GPU required.
For anyone building offline creative tools or anything privacy sensitive where you can't send data to the cloud, that's a really practical path. The quality versus size trade-off keeps getting better.
Okay, now this next one really resonated. There's an essay trending on Hacker News, 475 points, almost 300 comments. And the thesis is simple. Domain expertise has always been the real moat.
Bo, I saw this one blow up. And it connects directly to the OpenRouter story, right? Because the argument is, great, you can route to any model, you can swap providers, you can optimize cost, but none of that matters if you don't deeply understand the problem you're solving.
That's the convergence. The model is the commodity. Your workflow, your domain, encoding, that's the moat. If you're building vertical AI products, the winners are going to be teams that understand the problem space, not teams with the fanciest model access.
There's also a great piece on back pressure. Back pressure is all you need, which is super relevant right now. When you've got agent systems generating bursts of ASIG work that overwhelm downstream services, you need proper flow control. Link in the briefing for that one.
All right, let's hit some infrastructure and releases.
Two vehicles.
First, the AV2 video codec version 1.0 spec is final, and JB Kim from VLC announced DAV2D, an optimized decoder for it.
Already? AV1 still feels new to me, but if you're building video infrastructure or streaming platforms, this is the time to start evaluating. Early adopters are going to have an encoding efficiency edge.
And the other one that's generating a lot of heat: Microsoft is converting perpetual Office 2019 and 2021 licenses on Mac to view-only mode. No more editing. 787 points on Hacker News, and people are furious.
Wow. So you bought a license, and now they're just taking editing away? That's going to push a lot of people toward LibreOffice or Google Docs. And if your product generates Office documents, expect your users to start asking for alternatives.
Quick security note. There's an interesting finding about Cloudflare Turnstile. Analysis shows it mandates WebGL fingerprinting to pass challenges, even when users have privacy-hardened browsers.
That's a real problem if you're relying on Turnstile for bot protection, because privacy-conscious users and a lot of automated testing tools are going to fail those challenges. You probably want a fallback CAPTCHA flow.
Also worth bookmarking, there's a solid PDF primer on lattice-based cryptography if you're planning for post-quantum migration. Link in the briefing. Rapid-fire quick hits. Accenture is acquiring Ookla, the speed test folks, for a network intelligence and AI play. Someone shoved a data center V100 into a gaming PC and documented the whole thing. Used V100S, going for about $200. Solid option for local inference if you can live with 16 gigs of VRAM.
Ah, I love the V100 hack, and I cannot skip this one. United Airlines diverted a 767 because of a Bluetooth device name? Yes, really.
We live in the future, Sam. We absolutely live in the future. So here's the takeaway for today. Three signals are converging. Open Router's funding validates model routing as real infrastructure. The domain expertise essay reminds us that routing to the right model is useless without understanding the problem. And the explosion of agent multiplexers shows multi-agent orchestration is moving from research to daily tooling.
So if you're building AI products, two things to invest in this week. Abstract your model layer behind a router so you can swap providers without code changes, and go deeper on the domain-specific logic that makes your product irreplaceable. The model is the commodity. Your workflow is the moat.
That's the show for June 1st. Links to everything we talked about are in the briefing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go build something great. See you tomorrow.